Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Section 5, Equal Protection and Discrimination. In this section, we examine the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, a crucial element in the battle against discrimination and a key focus of constitutional law. Standards of review: strict scrutiny, intermediate scrutiny, rational basis. The Equal Protection Clause mandates that no state shall deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. This clause is the basis for the development of standards of review, legal benchmarks the courts use to evaluate whether certain types of government action are constitutional. Strict scrutiny. Applied to laws that affect fundamental rights or target suspect classifications, such as race or national origin, strict scrutiny is the most stringent standard. Under this review, a law is constitutional only if it serves a compelling state interest and is narrowly tailored to achieve that interest with the least restrictive means. Cases like Brown v. Board of Education, 1954, which ended racial segregation in public schools, exemplify the application of strict scrutiny. Intermediate scrutiny, used mainly for laws that classify based on gender or legitimacy, intermediate scrutiny requires the law to further an important government interest in a way that is substantially related to that interest. This standard, less rigorous than strict scrutiny, was developed in cases like Craig v. Boren, 1976, which dealt with gender discrimination in alcohol laws. Rational basis review. The most lenient standard, rational basis review, is applied to all other classifications. A law will pass this review if it is rationally related to a legitimate government interest. This standard gives a great deal of deference to legislative choices. A notable case is Railway Express Agency v. New York, 1949, where the court upheld a city regulation under rational basis review.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Racial discrimination and affirmative action. The fight against racial discrimination has been at the forefront of constitutional law, reflecting America's ongoing struggle with its racial history. Historical context. Initially, the Supreme Court upheld racial segregation, Plessy v. Ferguson, 1896, endorsing the separate but equal doctrine. However, this began to change with cases like Brown v. Board of Education, which declared state laws establishing separate public schools for black and white students unconstitutional. Affirmative action. In recent decades, affirmative action policies aimed at rectifying historical racial injustices have been a focal point. Key cases include Regents of the University of California v. Bakke, 1978, where the court held that race could be one of several factors in college admission policies, but rejected racial quotas. Recent developments. In cases like Fisher v. University of Texas, 2016, the court has continued to grapple with the balance between rectifying past discrimination and ensuring equal treatment under the law. Gender discrimination and gender equality. Gender discrimination and the fight for gender equality have evolved significantly in constitutional law. Historical perspective. Initially, the Supreme Court was hesitant to apply strict scrutiny to gender discrimination cases. This changed with Reed v. Reed, 1971, where the court for the first time struck down a law on the basis of gender discrimination. Evolution of gender equality. Cases like United States v. Virginia, 1996, which opened the Virginia Military Institute to women, reflect the increasing recognition of gender equality. The court has expanded the understanding of discrimination to include not just overtly discriminatory laws, but also those that have a disparate impact on a particular gender. Current challenges. Despite these advancements, gender discrimination remains a pertinent issue, with ongoing debates around equal pay, reproductive rights, and sexual harassment. The legal landscape continues to evolve as society's understanding and attitudes towards gender equality progress. Discrimination based on other characteristics. In addition to race and gender, constitutional law has also addressed discrimination based on other characteristics, such as age, disability, and sexual orientation. This reflects the growing recognition of diverse forms of discrimination and the need for their redress. Age discrimination. Age discrimination in employment is a significant issue. While the Equal Protection Clause itself does not explicitly protect against age discrimination, statutes like the Age Discrimination in Employment Act, ADA, have been enacted to protect older workers. Constitutional challenges in this area typically receive rational basis review. Disability discrimination. The Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, of 1990 represents a landmark in fighting discrimination against individuals with disabilities. While the ADA is a statutory protection, the Supreme Court has addressed disability rights under the Constitution, especially in contexts like access to public services and accommodations. Sexual orientation and gender identity. One of the most significant developments in recent years has been the recognition of rights based on sexual orientation and gender identity. In cases like Obergefell v. Hodges, 2015, the Supreme Court recognized same-sex marriage as a fundamental right under the Constitution. This decision and others, like Bostick v. Clayton County, 2020, which extended workplace protections to LGBTQ individuals, mark a pivotal shift towards broader recognition of sexual orientation and gender identity rights. As you study the complexities of equal protection and discrimination, remember that these legal principles are not just abstract concepts. They represent the ongoing struggle for justice and equality in our society. Your engagement with these issues is part of a larger effort to ensure that the promise of equal protection under the law is a reality for all. Embrace this study with a sense of purpose, knowing that as future legal professionals, you will be at the forefront of advancing these fundamental principles.